Switch chairs. Okay. Oh, Stephanie, you made it. I hope you're feeling all right.
We can't hear her.
I think that's on our side. I'm going to go to the other table and do both jobs at once here. Okay. Today is December 11th. The time is 4:02 p.m. This is a meeting of the Tourism Commission. Mary Jo, would you do roll call, please?
I shall. Chairperson Waspy.
Here.
Linda Moritz.
Present.
Troy Miget.
Present.
He is absent. Alderperson Fesenmeyer here. Alderperson Howell.
Here.
Mayor Klein.
Mm-hmm.
Comptroller Pisarcik, absent. And Stephanie Klepp. Okay, thank you. You have a quorum.
Do we have, how do we link to the microphones so we can hear them? Sorry, I'm missing my AV person today, so. Hang on.
That's on mine that her microphone is working.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the volume in here, in the room. Our microphone volume is fine. I don't know how to control speaker volume.
Steph, can you hear us? Nod your head.
Yeah, she can hear us.
Okay, we can't hear you at all.
Well, click on the mic and just see.
How are you at sign language?
Just see, turn on your phone and then turn on.
This is not us.
Cam.
Record the meeting.
What about on the side here?
Perhaps.
What about the three dots on top?
The three dots on Stephanie's square.
Nope.
Oh, there you go.
Well, she's not muted.
Okay.
Yeah, but there must be a microphone setting in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's our audio speakers.
The one up.
There we go. All right, Stephanie, say hello to us.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
A little, no.
Okay, now we just need volume.
I'll get up closer.
Yes.
That's better.
That's better. The volume is controlled in the room somehow. And that one I'm not familiar with. Well, if you are remote, just get close to the microphone.
Okay.
And we'll...
It says automatically on my mic.
Yeah, I don't know which ones. All right, one more time, Stephanie.
They call me COVID Clap.
COVID clap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last try.
Nope.
It's this one.
Mm-hmm.
The default speaker. Okay, try that.
Is that better?
It's still pretty quiet. I just don't know how to...
And try the volume in the bottom taskbar, perhaps?
Yeah, there's not one. There's no option for it here.
It sounded louder on speakers, honestly, the bottom one.
You like this one better?
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't allow us to control anything here. All right, well, we'll move forward
okay.
The best that we can. All right, sorry for the delay on that. We missed Sakia, let her know. Agenda item number 3, comments from the public limited to 5 minutes, limited to items on the agenda.
Good evening, Dave Sakaris, chairperson for Visit Lake Geneva. I'm commenting briefly about agenda item number 10 regarding the Tourism Commission contract with the tourism entity, Visit Lake Geneva. I want to thank the commission for the last couple of meetings. I know they went much longer as we talked about different changes that we wanted to have in the agreement. Had the pleasure of meeting with Brian over the last several days to incorporate those changes that were previously approved by the commission and incorporate those into the agreement. I feel that we've done that. I feel that we both have a very good agreement that we can stand by and continue the great relationship we had to continue to promote the area through Visit Lake Geneva and the visitors that are coming here. If there is any questions, I would ask potentially if there would be a movement to move this agenda item up. I do have to go to the Delavan Tourism Commission and leave here in about a half an hour. So that would be an ask. Otherwise, my ask for this evening is that agreement, since it is the last scheduled meeting here of the Tourism Commission in the month of December, that agreement is approved in principle and content, pending potentially the city's attorney reviewing that, and also the final board approval that we need to get to enact that signature. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's move quickly, and then maybe I'll amend to.
Are there any other public comments, just in case?
Yeah.
Anybody else out there? Okay.
No? Good. Agenda item number 4, approval of the November 13th, 2023 Tourism Commission minutes and the special session from November 28th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion is second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Great.
Brian?
Yeah.
I make a motion to move item 10 to now.
Great. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Okay. Agenda item number 10, discussion action regarding Visit Lake Geneva contract with the Tourism Commission. I had gotten that out this morning, and then I think I texted everyone to say there was an email. It didn't give us a lot of time to read it, but I just highlighted the couple areas that we changed. And then I haven't seen the, I'm still working off the original packet, but I was assured by the city that they got the updated contract in the packet, which I knew, Mary Jo, you would appreciate. You always ask for that one.
Yes,
you have both?
I have the old and the new ready to go.
Okay. So did those changes reflect everyone's understanding of the motion in the last meeting? Is there anything we need to discuss? Mary Jo?
All right. So page 2, number 5, the second paragraph. Why is it? It says 72.86%. Why do we need that number in there?
Yeah. So we, Dave and I, spoke about this. That it was very complicated to figure out how to get to the 51%. So we put it in there both ways because it's 51% of all room tax collected. But in this room, we operate off of the money that goes to Visit Lake Geneva comes first to us, and then we pay them.
Mm-hmm.
So that represents mathematically 72.86% of what we receive. Because we went back and forth on this, we said, let's just put it in both ways, then there couldn't be any future confusion on what we meant. So it's 51% of the total collected, or 72.86% of the amount that comes to the Tourism Commission.
Why is it not an even percentage? Shouldn't it add up to 100?
Well, it does, but it's How does math work on this? They're getting the percentage of our 70%. So the math is a double percentage. And
correct. You would take the 51% divided by 70%.
That's what it is.
To get a percent of what you'd be receiving, of the 72, to get to the 72.86. So the other reason that was put in there is the hope is that the city retains their amount of money first. And so the amount that comes to the commission, then you would easily be able to calculate that amount that would go to Visit Lake Geneva, taking that 72% of that amount.
Right. Thank you. In the preceding sentences, provided, which we didn't change, provided there are sufficient funds transferred to the Tourism Commission, distribution of the room tax.
Right.
So it's just a safety check that if something changed and we weren't forwarded the money, we have to get it first before Visit
exactly.
gets it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Number 2 is, okay, from the old agreement, paragraph 3, and it is online, I saw. It says in the old agreement, if following the execution of this agreement, the Wisconsin Room Tax Act changes with respect to the amount of room taxes or the allocation of room taxes, the Commission and VLG agree to renegotiate paragraph 5 of the agreement according to the changes in the state statute to become effective the year following. Why was that deleted from the current?
I don't have the old one here.
All right. Can we add it back in? In other words, we need a provision because it is possible, especially if you guys win your 5-year battle, that's a long time not to be able to open it back up if the state changes. I mean, one would think that you would, but I would prefer to have that part of the paragraph back in.
Let me read that one more time because I remember us talking about this, mm-hmm. Dave, and it seemed that because we based it on a percentage that became irrelevant somehow.
No, it doesn't, though.
Am I thinking of that the wrong
the
way?
Reason,
it does. So in other words, it doesn't, because let's say the state gave us back our 60%, and then we only get 40%, then we have to divide the Tourism Commission's 40% with you. So yeah, it does affect.
That was another reason why we put that 72% number in there.
So because should it only say or?
I would have no problem
putting
having
that
paragraph back in if that's what the commission prefers.
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay, that's fine.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
We're working towards the same thing.
Okay. The next page, 3B was taken out of the old one. B was grant assistance. VLG will assist with the Tourism Commission grant program for the purpose of vetting qualifications, evaluation of set criteria, and make recommendations for possible grant dollar distribution. So Stephanie does weigh in on those things, mm-hmm. So I don't know why it was taken out.
So Stephanie can weigh in certainly as an ex officio member on this board,
right.
But ultimately she's not voting.
Okay.
And it's really up to the tourism to make those decisions. So we didn't want to be listed as the responsible party for those grants.
Well, it says assist.
Yeah, so she can still give her insight.
I mean, it's fine. It seemed redundant because Stephanie is an ex officio member, so they already give mm-hmm. input. But at the end of the day, it's a little bit in conflict with the statute, because the statute says, hey, the deciding people are the six the six commissioners. So they already assist by having an ex officio member, their executive director here. So it just seemed to simplify it to take it out.
Okay. Next page, top, it's letter 8, number 8, VIII. Visit Lake Geneva strategic plan initiatives should be designed to enhance Lake Geneva's tourism. In the old one, it said downtown Lake Geneva. So I get that we want to include the hotels, et cetera, outside of downtown. But can we put city of Lake Geneva's tourism industry? That way we know it's in the city limits, just to keep reiterating that. So
yeah.
You took out downtown, but if we can put city. So
Downtown was taken out at the last renewal. I don't think it was taken out.
I have it.
Yeah, I think we did remove the word downtown, but if you look at the end of that same section,
mm-hmm.
positive impact on the city of Lake Geneva hotel and motel occupancy. So it's in there.
Okay.
City.
Alrighty.
I mean, it's at the end of that paragraph.
Yeah. All right. Next one is number five. Oh, well, this is the one that I voted against. So this is the termination and how long the agreement will last. So,
okay.
I mean, last meeting I voted yes on the 51%, but mm-hmm. I feel like we're not negotiating if we also give into the 5 years. So I'd like to see us return to the previous, especially because you have the clause about protecting staff, so you added that in C. So it would be nice to have a little give and take instead of all take.
Well, I appreciate the no vote to the 5 years, but we did approve that in the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In that same letter section, both parties agree to good faith renewal negotiations. Can we add at least 180 days? That way, technically, you could start before 180 days.
What paragraph are you in, or what section?
Same paragraph, A, where it went to 5 years. Before the number 180, if you put the words at least, that means you could start way before that.
It's fine. It's just those are additional changes that I don't think are material, because we can start at any point. The contract renewal, we have to start at least 180 days ahead of time, but we could start right now, but the contract's still in place for 5 years. So I have no problem putting it in. It's just an additional step before we can approve with that change.
Well, you're adding that number 2 back in anyway, so you are making a change.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'm fine if the starting point is at least 180.
Okay. What was the paragraph that was taken out? Replace paragraph 3.
It was page 2, number 5. In the old contract, it was paragraph three. And
so
that thing was eliminated.
That was about the change to, if there's any change to state law.
At the state, yeah. And we don't need the whole paragraph, that's fine about the current rate.
Yeah, I'm fine re-entering that beginning of that paragraph.
Okay, and the second change is add in the words at least.
At least.
Yep.
Okay. So we have two changes. Anything else?
Sorry, I actually read it, huh?
No, it's okay. I don't think personally they're material, but if it's helpful to have it, then we can do it. Okay. That was it?
Thank you.
Do you want to make a formal motion, though? Because we did it separately at the special meeting.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this right. I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Visit Lake Geneva, pending two changes. Number one, replacement of the third paragraph under section 5 about changes to state law. And number two, the addition of the words at least before 180 days. Yeah. I forget the section that was.
I have it already.
Okay. Number 10, thank you.
So you made the motion.
I made a motion.
I have your name then.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second.
I was just checking to make sure it was still 10.
Any other discussion?
No.
All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. Carries. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And just so you know, I was in favor of those two changes as well. So thank you for adding those or bringing those up. And work will continue.
Great. Thank you so much. Looking forward to it. Thank you, David. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you.
I know you're not feeling the best, so please don't push it and feel you have to stay on.
Thank you.
Tammy, you have to stay the whole time until the bitter end. Just so you know.
Until 6:30.
All right. Back in order now. Let me get to the right place here. Agenda item number 5, update from Heather Jones, contractor for the Tourism Commission. Hi, Heather.
I'll keep this short because I don't know how long I'll have a voice for. I'm at the tail end of whatever bug is going around.
Oh, geez.
Week two, so I'm not contagious by any means, but so looking at website analytics for the past 30 days, we had 1,002 site sessions, which is a 31% decrease. Top five site sessions, first place Google, followed by direct to the website, then Visit Lake Geneva, Bing, and City of Lake Geneva. Side note with Google, I have put some inquiries out for doing some Google ads through engagement season to see if we can start pulling some more for some of these direct hits that we're getting. So hold tight for that. More to come. I had 47 active inquiries, which was down 22 from last month, 62 recorded for November 2022. So we are a little bit slower than this time last year. Average session duration was 3 minutes and 26 seconds, which is a 45% increase. We had a 95% decrease last month, so I think just things are leveling back out with some kind of unique increases. Site bounce rate was 47.8%, just down a little, not even a full percent. Wedding wire and the knot, looking at November, we had 106 storefront views compared to 66. Average in our market category. That's also telling me that everybody is a little bit slow right now across the board. 12 leads, which was down 8 from last month. Looking at our hotels and lodging analytics page from the past 30 days, 22 page views, which was down just 8 from last month. Average time spent on the page was 2 minutes and 15 seconds, which was down just 15 seconds. Starting a social media campaign later this week, just to start gearing up for engagement season. We have the wedding show scheduled at the Riviera on January 20th. I've got some new marketing materials, including a new full-size pop-up banner with some new pictures and some updated look to it. Interesting thing that I will note is I just read an article on CNN about how proposal declines are going to happen because of the pandemic. The average wedding date from initial dating period is 3.5 years, and we're now just starting to get into that. So that'll probably, we'll see that now hit for 2025. 2024 is still looking really good, but I think we might have less engagements now, pandemic related, and it'll kind of tick back up as everything opened back up and everybody started dating and mingling and doing all of the things. So right now we are sitting at 47 total events for 2024, 4 for 2025. I did have a cancellation for January of 2024. The benefit of that is we did have all of their funds on file. And I did have a cancellation for 2025, which will be easily replaceable because it was a peak date. This last month, I had one contract returned for a 2023 event. 2024, two wedding contracts returned. I have three contracts out. And then that cancellation I just mentioned for the January wedding. 2025, I have one cancellation, which I just mentioned, and then one contract that is out. Last year on December 6th, we had 62 events booked for 2023, 51 for 2024, and 10 booked for 2025. Looking year to date, we're sitting just over $305,000 in rental revenue, and then $47,000 for catering revenue.
Both of which are new records, by the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I kind of felt that happening at like the end as we're seeing a lot of these catering commissions coming back, and we're getting some really high quality weddings with good budgets. Yeah. So we should see a little bit of an uptick in that catering revenue, as I did just send out a couple more invoices. So I think we'll be right around that $50,000 mark.
Great. And those are two separate revenue numbers. The catering revenue is not baked into the other total.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
That's
so
fantastic.
We add them together, and we're, you know, 355,000-ish in the end.
Nice job. That is a lot of work and coordination.
So yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda update number 6. Update from Visit Lake Geneva. Deanna, have you dodged the bug?
No, I had it.
You had it. Okay.
And I hope I didn't pass it on to Stephanie. I don't think I did, but yeah, we came back from the Thanksgiving holiday, and my family got it. So, well over that. So, but yeah, it's not fun. So in your packet, you have our December update, and our next partner meeting is December 19th at the Grand Geneva Resort. That is our membership end of the year kind of holiday meeting. And so we're looking forward to celebrating the year with our partners. Public events, I just wanted to do a quick parade wrap up. The City of Lake Geneva Electric Christmas Parade was a huge success. We had more than 80 float entries this year. It was great weather, great crowds, went off without a hitch. So we would like to thank the City of Lake Geneva, the JCs, and all of the businesses and organizations that entered the parade, because it was a great celebration that night. So we're really happy with the success. So John Trione, our marketing and events manager, will be meeting with the city shortly to do a wrap-up on that, and then simultaneously to continue to talk about Winterfest, which is coming up. So again, Winterfest is January 31st. It starts on a Wednesday and ends on February 4th, that's Sunday. We will be announcing our lineup of 15 competing teams this week. We have a press release all ready to go. We're just doing some final interviews with some of the team captains this week, and we'll put that out, have our website updated, and so more and more information will be there for people to start planning their visits to Winterfest this year. We also are working with the downtown businesses to solicit for the ice sculpture walk. So we did start soliciting after last month's meeting, and the grant was approved to do the ice sculpture walk along the downtown area. And so we're trying to wrap those up today or tomorrow, and we'll report back on how many we got from that. Restaurant Week next year, I do have the 2024 dates for Restaurant Week, which is April 20th through the 28th. Concerts in the Park will be the same 7-week period, starting June 17th on Thursday nights through August 8th. And then our Electric Christmas Parade for next year is again on this first Saturday of December, which is December 7th next year. You'll see the Earned Media Highlights is a really nice group of articles and pieces this month. again, lots of best lists, and really in great company with not only Wisconsin, but Midwest and even national and global destinations. We've been on lists, with some really great places to spend the winter and the summer months. And so we're really proud of that. World Atlas, several times. Fodor's Travel has been a regular for us as well. So we're happy to see that. We recently sent out, last month we sent out our holiday and winter media kit, and we've gotten some wonderful interest from that. We actually booked, through that contact, we booked the Weather Channel. Again, if you'll remember, we've had the Weather Channel live at Winterfest the last 2 years. Now they're coming out also for the World's Tallest Glass Tree event going on at Yerkes Observatory. So that relationship continues to kind of, you know, keep us on the map and bring those media back. So the Weather Channel will be live there this coming weekend. I believe it's going to be on Saturday, two or three live segments. And then we recently finished up an article with AARP Magazine, who did an article not about the holidays, but right after the holidays, like that time between Christmas and New Year's where people just want to relax after the holidays. So we're seeing a lot of really interesting angles for stories about Lake Geneva, so we're really happy to kind of fill those gaps for those writers. We also have already booked for Winterfest two live remotes. Fox 6 Milwaukee will be here for a whole morning, as well as CBS Chicago for a whole morning, and we'll be live on their morning shows, six to eight segments on each of those, live from Winterfest. So we're definitely working the media hard. Marketing metrics, we're breaking some records again. We are almost 27% on visitor sessions November over November last year. And then year to date, we're up almost 16% year to date as of the end of November. We broke 4 million page views at the end of November last month. So that is yet another record. We're really happy to see that. Never been done before. So we're just plugging along with the website traffic, and all of that advertising is really pushing the traffic to it. Again, Chicago continues to be our top city, is followed by Milwaukee, Madison, and of course even Lake Geneva. We find that when there's events such as like the parade and local events, we tend to get a big uptick in local inquiries. That seems to be sort of the source for their event information, so which is what we're striving for. We've really been working hard these last couple of years to make our website calendar, our calendar events, really the go-to place for local event information. So, and we see that's trending because of the events page is really becoming quite a popular page on our website. Social media continues to grow. We added over 13 followers on Facebook last month, with over 1.2 million reach with those posts in just that 1 month, and over 221 more followers on Instagram. We added over 100 followers on TikTok, so that's had a little bit of an uptick as well. Email subscribers, almost 400, and again, that's kind of a seasonal ebb and flow. We tend to see a little bit of a drop-off after summer, and then an uptick of subscribers during the holiday and winter months, so that's great to see. Visitor center activities continues. Again, it's a little slower this time of year than it is in fall and summer, but we definitely are having a substantial amount of people walking through our doors. We had almost 600 people walk through the doors of our visitor center in the month of November, and they continue to fulfill visitor guides and help out with responding to emails and phone calls as well. Our hotel activity for the month of October, again, hotel activity is a month behind in our other data that we have. That's just how the reports come out. We are still seeing a decline in occupancy. So far, year to date, we're down 1.9%. We're hoping that all of this interest in winter and all of the holiday events and the winter events that we've had since Thanksgiving, you know, with all of the downtown activities, the tree lighting and the contests and window decorating and open houses, along with Grand Geneva's kickoff to their season. We've had a lot of calls of our visitor center for all of these things, where to see lights, what's going on downtown. And so we're talking with our visitor center and what kind of questions they're getting and what kind of things our visitors or potential visitors are interested in, and they really want to see holiday things. So we've been putting a lot of blogs out about just the great things to do during the holidays, but also very kind of drilled down to where can you find Santa during this time. So, you know, really trying to kind of fit all those niches during the holidays, and then leading up to even New Year's Eve, what to do New Year's Eve as a family, what's kid-friendly, to what is just for the adults. So we're working on website content and email blasts with that information. Other things we've been busy with, I mentioned our winter media kit. Our Lake Geneva Bundle Up campaign, where we're collecting warm clothing items for school-age kids and up, all the way up through high school. We're running that through December 31st at our Visitor Information Center, so if you have any donations to make, we'd be happy to have them. And then I mentioned last month that our Donald Driver campaign is continuing. We've signed a contract to continue our relationship with Donald Driver and his being a spokesperson for us, and we will be filming winter and fall commercials to complement the spring-summer one we've already done. In fact, we're doing a site scouting tomorrow with the Discover Media Works production team to kind of finalize our plan, because as soon as the snow starts falling, we really need to kind of pick a date and make sure that we have him here when there's some great snow to do. So he'll be doing fun things like skiing, snowshoeing maybe some snowball fights, you know, have a lot of fun with it like we did the summer commercial. And then obviously the fall one will be in the fall, coming fall season. And then just some other things we're working on, again, the end of the year wrap-ups, but also working on our 2024 budget details in terms of our advertising campaigns and commitments in that realm. And then we're going to be doing a holiday photo shoot next week in the downtown area. We just did a couple scouting visits to some of our partners in the downtown area today, and we'll be doing a photo shoot in probably six or seven of those locations next week, so we can get some updated photography in our photo library. And then lastly, the RFP activity you'll see there. We had a good month of requests for proposals from meeting planners and event planners. We distributed 12 RFPs, so we have a total of 139 year to date, which reflect almost 50,000 room nights year to date and over 34,000 attendees on those RFPs. And so Jill, our destination sales leader, just went to her final show of 2024, which was the Holiday Showcase show in Chicago downtown, which they met with hundreds of meeting and event planners there, and she had I think five of our partner venues along with her. We bought a double booth and represented multiple venues while we were there. So
great. Any questions for Deanna? Visit? Just a congratulations to you too on another agreement, and thank you for all the hard work.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
4 million page views. That's not a small accomplishment.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. It's good. Okay. No questions? We're blazing right through tonight.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Agenda item number 7, the Riviera Agreement for events that would like a waiver.
So I can update.
This was continued, right? Yeah.
Well, it's more of an FYI because... Okay. Heather actually did write an agreement, and it went to FLR last week, and we approved it, and it's on the council agenda tonight.
Okay.
But if we can put it on next month, just so the commission can see it.
Okay.
Kind of have eyes on it, so you guys know what it looks like.
Just a future agenda item, just so we know
it. Send it to Lana, make sure she has a copy.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll just mark continue. So it's good that you guys see it too.
Okay. So we know what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Agenda item number 8, update from the bid. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. All right, so November, in the packet you can see some of the metrics from website and socials. We did see a significant drop in November, partly in due to some of our advertising campaigns in September and October for Oktoberfest that brought our page views significantly up, and just part of the seasonality of the destination as well. So moving forward in that, we really developed a plan for holiday highlights, and this year we launched a webpage that talked about our tree lighting ceremony, and as well as a window decorating contest and Shop Small promotions for the entire weekend. Our Shop Small promotion page had over 47 offers from local businesses and had nearly 2,000 page views. So that was a really nice viewership for our first year doing that. With our Light Up Lake Geneva ceremony, we saw a lot of visibility on social for that, and we did a little bit of a paid boosted ads to increase that visibility. Most of that was local centered. However, we did have some viewership from the Milwaukee and Chicago area as well. Also, moving forward with holidays, we were in contact with a couple of agencies out of the Chicagoland area for opportunity to have a ticketed light installation event in Lake Geneva, possibly maybe Seven Area Park in the future. However, that's not something that the bid's quite ready for budget-wise for maybe until the 2025 year. But, you know, just trying to think of ever-evolving entertainment and bringing people in a quieter season. We have those metrics as well noted that year-to-date from last year, we are up in visitor sessions and page views by nearly 260%. So we're enthusiastic about that and just hoping to continue that reach. And then moving into 2024, putting some marketing dollars towards campaigns outside of the area to try to bring that viewership up. With social media, we are reaching nearly 10,000 followers, so we'll exceed that probably by the end of this month. And our post engagement is staying steady in that 17,000 to 20,000 post reach range with every month. And then our Instagram following is slowly increasing as well. So event-wise, we did wrap up our fall wine walk on November 5th and had about 550 people in attendance and found the event to be immensely successful. We sent out some visitor surveys and the feedback was, you know, that this has been the best year yet in experience, and they enjoyed the shops. And especially in the fall, we had a little bit more smaller amount of participating businesses, which allowed them to shop longer and really find some great stuff to get ahead of the holiday season. So we're looking to continue that again in the next year, spring and fall again. And there has even been some consideration of maybe making a two-day event at some point. There's been a lot of interest in more like prolonged wine dinners beforehand, and you know, making it a weekend experience. So we're playing with that and seeing where we'll grow for the year ahead. Our charity this year was Never Say Never Play Playground, and we have raised over $5,000 for them between the two events, and the bottle shop also helped participate in some donor funds for bottles to go that were sold at the wine walks. So our other event, we had the November 24th tree lighting ceremony, and from years past, I think it was highly successful. We had about 250 people in attendance, and we had offered some preliminary entertainment beforehand at Harbor Shores, where they were making crafts for the trees, and we had a visit from Olaf and story times there, and we had about 65 families there, and heard great positive feedback, and it was all local driven there. At the event itself, we wrapped up obviously with Santa coming to visit, and then had carolers along Main Street for about an hour and a half to engage people to come to vote for the windows and maybe shop late for those that were open. We had over 40 participating businesses in our window decorating contest, and our winner that was voted on social and our website was Rockstar. He had wonderful painted windows all along that depicted different movie scenes from the decade. Even had a Die Hard on there, which debatable. But so he won, and then as well as second place was C.R. Good Finds, and third place was Treasure Cove. We heard great feedback, and overall, most of the votes came in on that Friday night, so people did stay downtown. However, some of the feedback I heard from businesses were they weren't necessarily shopping. They were checking things out and you know, just enjoying the community. So we're going to see how we can activate that in the future as well. And then our final kind of event that we hosted was we had a meeting at our regular meeting this month with a presentation from the Department of Transportation, and it was discussing the future the downtown Highway 50 repavement project. And with hosting that, we had 85 attendees there with different businesses, representatives from the city, from other organizations, and the community. So I think it was a good start of communication, of talking about what those goals are in the future for that repavement project, since it is something that will impact our downtown. And we know that there's going to be a open hearing here in either late February or March, and we're just continuing that communication with them to be able to support the businesses at that time. We have some ideas for the future that I even talked to Alderman Fesenmeyer that I would love to present to the Tourism Commission, just to get ahead of some of the impact of street closures, of maybe, you know, finding some opportunity for marketing grants for businesses to attract people here, and ways we can just, you know, support keeping business function flowing. So. Yeah, that's it for this month.
Great.
I do have a question. So on the city website, under the boards and commissions bid, business improvement district, the website does not go to your current website.
I did talk to Alana after you had addressed that. So she's going to be helping link that forward. So yes, thank you.
That's great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, agenda item number 9, the written financial update regarding room tax collected, financials, current year budget, disbursements. So there was an email that went around. The city comptroller said, hey, there are some, I think 3 of the large hotels hadn't paid yet on one of the months. And it, when we get to December, it always kind of backs up because there's this year-end truing up of, you know, money coming in and what the cutoff is for all of it. So I know in the last meeting, we expected to have, I think, over about $500,000 rolling forward into next year after we pay off Visit Lake Geneva. So we'll have those final numbers the next time. And so even this sheet that's in here shows the 2023 approved budget and the 2023 current grants issued. But that grant total doesn't, I think that includes some of the municipal development grants. So this sheet will clean up as well. So hopefully by the January meeting, I can meet with the comptroller and we can look at the ones that have, the funds came back, and we'll just get fresh paperwork coming into 2024. So not a lot of info to share on the financials at this point. It doesn't change much this time of year. All the money that's coming in is going into the Tourism Commission Fund. Mm-hmm. So she just didn't have reporting for November at this point. So there was no new information from last month. Any questions? Not that I'll be able to answer them for you, but we can put them out there. Okay, good. All right, agenda item number 10, we moved. So now the fun part of the meeting, agenda item number 11, grant programs, 10A, the baseball softball travel tournament, Lake Geneva YMCA, coming up. Hello, welcome.
I gave everyone else a copy, but I want to make sure you
know. Great, thank you. Yeah, this is in the packet, the digital.
Yeah, it is in the packet, okay. But I thought I'd bring it just in case, or another copy of it. My name is Mike Coolidge. I'm the Sports Operations Director for the Geneva Lakes Family YMCA. Also in attendance back is Mike Cramp. He's our CEO of the YMCA, so he is here as well if you have any questions for him. Basically, what I'm here for today is to talk to the Tourism Council about a grant, some funding for the recondition and the maintenance work on the 5 multi-use fields along with Molitor Field, which is our big baseball field at Veterans Park in Lake Geneva. These fields right now at Vets Park do need a reconditioning plan to get them back to what we believe are safe, playable, and aesthetically pleasing conditions. Now, back in October of 2021, this board, the Lake Geneva Tourism Commission, saw the need and granted funding for the complete renovation of all 6 of those baseball fields, which we were ecstatic and surely grateful that the Tourism Council approved that and were able to get those fields back looking like a baseball field had they not been that way before. The fields, after 2 years of play, are in some need right now of some maintenance work to keep them in shape for 2024. The work would be on each of those 6 fields, which are in your packet. We feel would enhance Vets Park and attract more organizations to either use our fields for various purposes or to have more baseball and softball tournaments. Now, for 2024, we have 10 tournaments that are set for 2024. Those include 8 baseball and 2 softball tournaments from outside organizations coming in. We're also planning to be the home field for the Genoa City Shocker baseball team, also the newly formed Lake Geneva American Legion baseball program, which is coming back after a few years of absence, and also help support the Lake Geneva Junior Badger baseball and softball programs. We also have commitments from the Milwaukee Brewers baseball camp. Last year they came to ran a week-long baseball camp, went ecstatic with the fields and what we had to offer at Vets Park, so they've already committed to come back this summer in the month of July. We have another commitment from Milwaukee Wave Soccer Camp. They were here for a week last year as well. They're coming back. We have 9 ourselves, YMCA travel baseball softball teams that use those fields. We also have our in-house YMCA baseball softball t-ball programs for the little guys that use those fields. So a lot of people use those baseball fields in Lake Geneva. We also have plans for a Major League Baseball hit, pitch, and run competition for the local children as well, and the NFL punt, pass, and kick. So we're working with those two organizations to get those properly. And with that said, we'd have like the high school football team and the high school baseball team work with us as well on that here in Lake Geneva. So you can see, as fields at the Vets Park, we feel that are better prepared to hold tournaments, more teams from the outside area are looking to come in to play on Vets Park fields because they're such nice looking fields. And along with that, they're going to attend the games, are going to go shopping in downtown Lake Geneva. They're going to enjoy the lake. They're going to enjoy the food, the lodging, the shopping, the parking, and stay in Lake Geneva as well overnight. Most of the tournaments are 2-day events, Saturdays and Sundays. Some start on Friday, but most of them are Saturdays and Sundays, so they're staying overnight. If they play on Saturday, they'll come back and play on Sunday, but they're staying overnight in the area. Back in 2021, before the fields were renovated, we only had 6 tournaments down there. So the renovation project was approved by the Tourism Council. In 2022, all the work was completed. We had 9 tournaments. In 2023, we had 10 tournaments, and right now 10 are scheduled, as I said earlier, for 2024. Now, the cost to do these 4 multi-use fields, the bid is in your packet. It's from KEI organization, the same company that did the complete renovation project for us back in 2021. The 4 major fields, or the 4 multi-use fields, are, I'm not sure if you know the complex. There's 4 fields right around the concession stand bathroom in the middle of the park, and that's field 1, 2, 3, and 4. So those fields, the estimated cost for those 4 fields are like $4,000, a little bit over $4,000. Field 5 is the new field that was completed a few years ago, and that's up by the basketball courts, and we made that into like a miniature Molitor field, we'll call it, because it's grass infield. The other 4 fields are just basic dirt infields, so we can play softball and baseball on the same fields. So that is at $3,200, and then of course for Molitor, that's the big baseball field, and that's $8,900. So total cost for the whole 6 field renovation would be about $16,021.60, and that again is in your bid. I do feel this is a necessary expense to keep the fields in the excellent condition that they have been, and we can get them back. Not to say they're bad, they're not bad right now at all, but just some spruce up, some maintenance work around the edges, new field mix brought in, new infield dugout and brought in, and things like that, to get them back to where they were in 2022 when they were completed originally. Now, this does not have to be done every year. We're not looking every year to have this project done. Maybe every other year or every couple of years or something like that. I think as the more regular basis we do it, it's going to lower the cost immensely every time to get it back up to the sprucing up that we feel it is. So that's kind of what we're looking for right now, to see if this wonderful committee would like to invest or grant the funding for that. So I have any questions I can answer? Or
about how many people do you bring into hotels per year, do you think?
Well, it's I'll be honest with you, all this calculation, it is let me get to the exact number before I open up my mouth and say I don't have the right number. They're looking about 11,250 attendees would be present at Veterans Park throughout the course of the season. 15 families per team. There's about 25 teams per tournament, roughly. That's an average. Some are a little bit lower, some are a little bit higher, but that's an average. So you're looking maybe 375 families. You multiply that all out. People stay at least one night, maybe 375 overnight stays per tournament. So
Or terminate.
If I got the calculation right, this was done by Ann. She's our marketing director, so I trust her mathematical skills. So it brings in a lot of people.
Yep. Ken?
How much use does Molitor Field get these days?
Molitor Field last year got a lot of use because obviously we have tournaments. Every tournament that we have for baseball runs on Molitor Field. They always have a 14 or 13U program coming in.
You do get a lot there.
Yeah, we also have the Genoa City Shocker baseball program. They used our Molitor, or not our Molitor Field, Molitor Field for their games this year. They're coming back, and we, being a travel team basis for the YMCA, we have a 14U baseball team, so they'll be using Molitor Field this year. And the tournaments, and then also the American Legion team, they're committed to coming back to start their program up again, so they'll be using Molitor. So
okay,
it will
great.
Get a lot more use this year than it has in the previous years, yes.
Now, if you've ever been involved in baseball and tournaments, which used to be my life, you know you get a lot of overnight stays on those two-day tournaments, and the family brings all sorts of people along, sometimes friends. The fields have to be kept looking immaculate, otherwise you're not going to attract returnees, because they don't want to come back to a place where there were big divots and all that sort of stuff in it. They need to be in good shape. I think this is the type of event that's perfect. It's going to bring people into town. They're going to shop. They're going to stay overnight. They're going to end up having good memories, even if they lose. So, I mean, I would make a motion to grant their request.
Okay, we have a motion.
I second it. I think it's great use of the money, and I also think that that field out there, those fields out there, I think I remember what they were before when I was growing up playing soccer out there, so they weren't great. So I think that's great that they've actually spent some money on it. So.
Thank you.
Good. Motion and second. Discussion? Mary Jo?
Yep. So on the third or fourth page, of your packet, talking about the mock-up of marketing material, so the third paragraph talks about a data and deals page on your website
mm-hmm.
that kind of leads them to city hotels.
Correct.
So on our agenda, we're talking about trying to have a page on the city website so that it's right from our website that we're sure that it's the city hotels. I mean, it's item 13. So I'm wondering if we can include in their approval actually having that website link on your data and deals page.
Oh, I'm sure that'd be, yes,
so,
absolutely.
That's a good idea.
So
yeah.
If we can include, have Heather work with Lana and Dave, because it's really from your Riviera page that we're putting it on our page.
Sure.
Okay.
And our Ann Fulmer is our marketing coordinator. She would, you know, be happy to work with.
Okay, so if Heather
and that, get him to take care of.
Staff.
Is that an amended motion? I don't know who to.
Sure, I'll make that. Sure.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. And just other discussion.
I have another question.
Yeah.
So every 2 years, you're going to come to the tourism and ask for this.
As I said earlier, I don't think we'll have to do it it could be every other year, but I don't think it has to be done. I think once we get it started, I hope we don't have to come back every 2 years. I hope we don't have to do that, because I think we get it spruced up now. I mean, over the course of the year in the summer, we being the YMCA, we maintain those fields, we groom them up, we work on them, we weed eat, we do all that stuff to keep them look as best we can throughout the course of the season. So we can certainly add more work to our table at the end, too. Mainly, this is the bring to fill in and get them back radar level and stuff like that. So with the erosion and stuff like that, some of the field stuff just blows away. So
I remember I was here in 2021.
And yeah, you were.
It was a much larger grant because the fields needed a lot. In fact, I think at the time it was one of the biggest municipal development grants we've ever made.
Was very big. We appreciate it.
So you actually got in front of the question I was going to ask, which is at the time we had a long conversation. It was also early in the Tourism Commission's lifespan, and so navigating municipal development grants. And they got into the numbers of how many people come to these tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I was astounded at the number of attendees who come and stay overnight. It was fantastic. But I wanted to know what the change was, because at the time it was, hey, if we had better fields, we could, to your point, Ken, you could attract more tournaments. And now you've got 10 on the books already for next season, so I was very happy to see that as my
takeaway. And to go along with what Mr. Howell said, it's a lot of returnees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only the same organization that runs the tournaments, but same teams are coming back because of the positive experience they had.
So yeah, so I would actually hope that they came in and said, hey, we had 20 tournaments, and those fields got wrecked. I would love that conversation.
Okay,
so.
I hope so we can say that next year.
Okay, good, good. All right, we have a motion, second. Any more discussion?
And the first thing we're voting on is the amendment.
Oh, thank you. A vote, thank you, procedure.
Mm-hmm.
We have to vote twice. So first vote on the amended.
To include our website. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and the second vote to approve the grant for, oh, help me out, 16,000. Turn the page here.
281.60.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Thank you, Mike. Good to see you.
Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Only one grant tonight. Okay, agenda item number 12, the proposed Tourism Commission logo. Did we get that one in the packet? Did we finish that last time?
We did not.
I passed these out last month, but I have extra copies if you need.
Right.
Okay, I know Zakiya took a poll, and we all wrote our name next to the one we liked, but I don't.
Well, it's not in the packet, but.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I could use a copy. Sure. Let's just pass them out, and then everybody's got them.
Exactly. Are we voting on it now?
Thank you.
Yeah, because you
okay. Yeah, I think we just pick the one that we like and get it done. This has been on the agenda for three or four sessions.
I have mine all labeled.
Let's just vote.
And again, these are designed by Neil Astrom, mm-hmm. who designed the original.
So, how would you like to do this? An informal show of hands before we vote, or is that a breaking a rule, Mary Jo?
We can have a discussion first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thoughts?
I think we can make this go quicker and get a consensus if we force ourselves to make a decision now. So I will make a motion that we take number 3. There being no second.
Anyone?
All right.
I make a motion that we take number 2.
What did you say, Mary Jo? Sorry?
I said not number 3.
Not number 3, okay.
Now the motion is number 2. Is there a second?
I can second that.
We have a chance.
Okay. A motion and a second. Thank you, Ken, for number 2. I also like number 1 only because it differentiates a little bit
that
the color scheme from the city.
I changed today.
Yeah.
Last time I liked 1. Today I like 2.
I honestly, I could go either way. They were all very good.
He was never in there, though.
Neil doesn't usually make anything that looks terrible, so it's hard to choose because they're all good.
I'd go with 1 or 2. I'm fine with 1 or 2.
Okay.
I like 1 because it pops
I liked
little
1.
More.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my original.
I withdraw my motion, and I make a motion we do number 1.
Okay. I'll second that one.
Okay. Did I say discussion first?
Motion, second, discussion. All in favor of adopting logo number 1, which, for the record, is the blue horizontal one with the off-white background. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Unanimously passed. Number 1, Deanna. Thank you.
Do you want to talk about the payment?
Yeah, the invoice. Weren't we supposed
to? Well, he won't give an invoice until you've chosen one, and he actually provides you with the actual final artwork.
Okay.
We approved the funding for this already?
Right, but he won't submit an invoice until...
Oh, I thought we did a not-to-exceed amount on this.
It's
okay. Okay.
But we did not formally, I don't think.
Well, it's... I don't think it's breaking the rules because it's on here, proposed tourism. So, continuing on agenda item number 12, I'd like to move to approve the invoice of $280 for the logo. Not that I should say we issue a grant. Sorry, that we issue a grant for the logo. The city will be the one that approves the payment.
Yeah, so should we pay for it and then you reimburse us, or should we have him invoice the city?
I thought he was turning it in as normally you'd turn it in as a grant reimbursement. If we're paying for it, it comes out of the tourism funds, then...
Hmm.
We're not applying for a grant for it, because it was a project that you asked to...
Yeah,
right.
Just, we just have a relationship with them, and so we can.
Yeah, I just don't know that we can disperse funds that aren't a voted and approved grant. So at some point, Visit has to ask, or we have to issue
well,
it?
Well, you guys didn't pay for it yet, right?
No, he hasn't issued an invoice anybody.
Okay, so we'll just wait on it. We don't have to do anything.
You don't want to vote on the motion? And then
well, we approved the logo choice.
I know.
It's just the payment that we're sort of stuck
right,
on.
But you just made a motion to approve the $280 invoice when it's sent to Dave. So let's just leave it at that and see what happens.
Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, fine. So there's the.
That's what I think.
Is that Mary Jo's motion and I'm seconding?
If
that
not,
sounds
it's
perfect.
Brian and
great. We have a motion and a second. Discussion. Or confusion?
No.
No?
We're good.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great.
Dave's got a budget. He can just pay for it.
We're going to use Mary Jo's credit card for that one. All right, agenda item number 13, the addition of a link or a QR code on all marketing materials. This was Zakiya's project?
So we just talked about that. So we're already doing it for the YMCA, so we can just check back to see that it happened in January. Heather's shaking her head yes.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, thank you.
This is one of our fastest meetings of the year. Agenda item number 14, any future agenda items? Nothing?
Not.
Okay, I would just like to clarify. So the visit contract's done. We're going to make those changes and sign it, and we'll just put it in the packet for next time.
Okay.
So why don't we just put, for good measure, we'll put the completed signed contract in the packet for January.
Yeah.
And then we have verification those changes were made. Anybody that wants to look it up in the future?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Who would like to do the honors?
I make a motion that this meeting is adjourned.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike.
Oh, the AV.